You need this information. The Weather Bureau radar's down. The Weather Bureau's too busy to speak to us, but on the line from Victorian State Emergency Service, Laura DeWilk, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Five people rescued, correct? Where?
So five people were rescued overnight, and they were around Murphy's Creek Amphitheatre at Lexton as a result of vehicles into floodwater.
Really? So they've driven into floods somehow?
Correct, that's right. So the message we're giving everybody today, and especially this morning at the moment, we've already heard that there's some potential flash flooding being responded to around the metro area. If there's water over the road, please don't drive into it. You've got no idea what you're driving into, and you don't know if it's going to be the last thing you drive into.
So everybody rescued out at Lexton, they all okay?
Yeah, so everybody was rescued overnight, and we've currently got crews en route to the two cars that were the caller called in about before
in
as well.
South Melbourne.
In South Melbourne. So, yeah, the message of today is if there's water on the road, forget it. Find another way. Just don't drive into it.
So, no, at this stage, no other rescues or call-outs?
Not that I'm aware of at this stage, but it is a very dynamic morning, as you can appreciate. Definitely had a lot of rainfall around Melbourne Metro, but just right across the state, it's just a very wet day.
Victoria. What can you tell me about the dam out at Euroke or Mickleham?
So it's a multi-agency response. So SES and DELP are responding to that one. So DELP have got engineers heading out to have a look at the dam structure and provide some info and what we can actually do to start repairs from that side. SES is on scene to assist should a flood event happen as a result of that dam.
And what does the Bureau tell you? How long does all this last?
So the intel from the Bureau is they're expecting further isolated thunderstorms today over central and eastern parts. The rain will continue today, but it's hoping to ease in the afternoon before clearing, and hopefully the next couple of days are going to be a little bit easier for us on the rain front, and we can start to see some reduction in those river levels.
Thank you very much, Laura DeWilt, Victorian State Emergency Service.